Texas woman's kind of special, don't you see? Yeah, nobody love me quite like she can. Ain't it natural like I want her to be? She made me feel like a hell of a man. Texas woman, I love only you. Nothing can ever change my way.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas, and welcome to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and Texas Woman is the name of that tune there from Tommy Alverson, getting things going for us on this fine Texas morn. Man, oh man, I'm thrilled to be here talking hunting and fishing and all that implies with you anglers, hunters, campers, hikers, and all other manner of outdoor enthusiasts out there. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend. Thanks for letting me ride shotgun with you today, as we've got a great show lined up for you. And you know what? Speaking of shotguns, it is almost that time. We're only 2 weeks out until the dove opener, and I can't wait. I just got my new Escort Magnum 12-gauge. It's going to be my workhorse this season. Dove, ducks, geese, cranes, turkey. Beware, Cable's got a new toy. And man, it was like Christmas in mid-August when I picked it up at BNS this week. But anyway, it is a great time to be a Texas outdoorsman or woman. Hunting and fishing licenses just went up for sale, I think, this past week. I have not renewed mine yet. I think till the end of this month. But I absolutely love going to Cabela's and standing in line and, you know, really taking it all in. People are excited. There's a buzz in the air. Dove loads are just flying off the shelves, and you can't beat walking out with a new super combo and just looking at all of those unused tags. Gosh, I can't wait to start ripping some of those bad boys out. Anyway, we've got a great show lined up for you this morning. Off the top, we're going to talk some golf course bassing with Lone Star Outdoor News reporter John Keith. His recent article, Trading Birdies for Bass, a phenomenal piece. And chances are, if you've got a golf course around you, no matter where you live in Texas, then you've probably got some great bass fishing right there in your own backyard that you might not even know about. We'll get into all that good stuff with John. Then a very special treat when oil tycoon, lifelong sportsman, conservationist, it's the great T. Boone Pickens. He'll join us to talk bird dogs, wing shooting, and quail conservation. Mr. Pickens has been wing shooting longer than most of us has been alive. I think this will be his 74th dove opener in a row. That's 74 in a row. That is absolutely phenomenal. He's still at it well into his 80s. We'll pick his brain, talk a little bit about the good old days, and a whole lot more. Then we'll round out the broadcast when Mike Walden of the Big D HRC drops in. He's the president of the Big D Hunting Retriever Club. We'll talk some retrievers. They've got some great stuff coming up here on the calendar. And so we're looking forward to visiting with Mike as well. Couple other things here. Don't forget to send in your photo of the month submission for August, as we've got a Magellan 510 Explorist handheld GPS unit. This thing's got all the bells and whistles. I think it retails for like $300. So if you're into camping, hiking, or definitely Western big game hunting, this is a unit that you need to have in your arsenal. So just email me your favorite outdoor photo to cable@lonestaroutdoorsshow.com, and I'll take care of you and get you entered into this month's contest. Also, don't forget, we've got our T-shirts for sale on the website. We've got our classic black and white, Hey Vegetarians, My Food Poops on Your Food, with our logo on the front. And then we've also got the color edition, and it's the Hey PETA, You Can Kiss My Texas ... So be sure to check those out. They are available at LoneStarOutdoorsShow.com. Also, if you ever miss a show, don't forget they are available for free on iTunes, and then, of course, they're also right there on our website as a podcast. One other thing off the news desk. Did y'all hear about this guy, Dustin Heathman of Austin? He recently was bragging on a couple of public fishing forums about keeping 22 largemouth bass after a fishing trip on Lake Austin. I mean, Dustin, you're 17 over the legal limit, man. And this, and I quote him right here. He said, "I deserve to keep these fish because I usually throw them all back." Hey, dude, I don't care. You're 17 over the legal limit, and you're an eyesore for the outdoor community. I hope Texas Parks and Wildlife throws the book at this moron. I'm pretty sure they're well on their way. But anyway, Dustin, all I have to say is congratulations. You're an idiot. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we're talking golf course bassin' with Lone Star Outdoor News' John Keith. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
It's the river walking, barking springs, and a cold Lone Star. It's the way that we like to sing in the dance hall down in Green.
The Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. And that's what you should expect from your truck. The Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, Chevy runs deep. Dependability based on longevity. Chevy Silverado, the official truck of the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargos anywhere. CM Cargos, Wells Cargos, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911.
Hey, Texas, this is Cor Blunden from the Canadian Rockies. Thanks for listening to us here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, I'm a hussar, I'm a hun, I'm a wretched Englishman, riding Bonaparte at Waterloo. I'm a dragoon on a dun, I'm a Cossack on the run, I'm a horse soldier, timeless through and through.
It's our good buddy Cor Blunden bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris and Chevy Silverado. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and I couldn't be happier to be sitting here talking hunting and fishing with you outdoorsmen and women out there this morning. I sincerely appreciate you tuning in as we're about to talk some bass fishing here. But real quick, this segment proudly brought to you by STI Handguns, Texas made and Texas proud. They're based out of Georgetown, and STI makes some of the world's highest quality pistols. I love my 9mm, and I know you will love yours as well. You can check out their full line of handguns at STIguns.com. They've got all calibers, including Uncle Ted's favorite, the 10mm. Do yourself a favor and visit STIguns.com today. Well, without further delay, let's go ahead and welcome our first guest to the show. He's a reporter for my favorite outdoor publication, and of course, I'm talking about Lone Star Outdoor News. It's my pleasure to welcome John Keith to the program.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on. Thanks, Cable.
You betcha. And, you know, John, this is our first time to visit. We've had on a lot of your coworkers in the past, but tell us a little bit about yourself as far as, you know, where you're from and how you ended up writing for Lone Star Outdoor News.
Well, I'm actually originally from Conway, Arkansas. It's outside of Little Rock, and grew up, you know, fishing, hunting, being a huge duck hunter, being from Arkansas, obviously.
Right on.
And, you know, it's kind of, I went to the University of Central Arkansas. I was a writing major, and everybody always told me I'd never find a job writing outdoor stories. I kind of stumbled upon Lone Star Outdoor News advertisement, I guess, for someone to work for them, and next thing I know, I'm packing up and moving to Dallas, so I'm enjoying Texas and the fishing and everything it has to offer.
Right on, brother. We're certainly glad you're here writing for such a great publication, and by the way, we're going to have to go shoot some ducks this season, but what I want to talk about today is your recent front page article titled Trading Birdies for Bass. Where did the premise for this feature come from?
Well, the idea kind of came, you know, we just, up here at the office, we're always talking about story ideas or just fishing and hunting, and that gets us story ideas. And I was just thinking about how growing up, I would always go out to the golf course ponds, and I never caught big fish, but I caught a lot of fish. And talking to some of the other guys up here, you know, they were like, yeah, you know, we went out when we were kids and fished golf course ponds, and, you know, like I said, me being from Arkansas and everybody here from Texas, and we all still did the same thing from different parts of the country, I was like, you know, I wonder how widespread this is, because golf courses are so, you know, prevalent in so many communities. It kind of gives you another option of a place to fish.
Mm-hmm. And one of the best aspects of fishing golf course ponds, in my opinion, is that you don't need a boat.
Right, sure. You can, you know, and that's it's great for kids. A big part of that is you don't need the big bass boat to go travel and try to find spots. It's basically you can cast across the whole pond and catch fish.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of my earliest outdoor memories are of my brother and maybe a couple buddies hopping on our bicycles with a couple of fishing poles and heading down to the creek behind my parents' house. And that was in the middle of Dallas. But in your story here, the guys that you're interviewing, these are grown men, passionate bass anglers, and they're out there at these golf course ponds every chance they can get.
Yeah, I stumbled across some guys that had said they'd done really well, and these were guys that were actually posting on outdoor forums.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, yeah, one of those guys was saying he was catching bass up to 9 pounds in a golf course pond, which is way more than I've ever caught, but I thought that was pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. And that was actually Patrick Stack of McKinney, and I believe he caught a 9-pounder and a 7-pounder on the same day.
Yeah, he apparently had a real good afternoon out there, and he tore him up.
I would have to say so. Hey, but, you know, like you said, you're from Arkansas. The guys you interviewed here in your story, they're from the North Texas area, but it doesn't matter. If you've got a golf course in the southern part of the United States, you know, chances are there's going to be some nice bass in there. So the opportunity, you know, pretty much endless.
I don't know if there's always a lot of bait fish, but they're just unpressured. They're kind of left to grow, and you don't have people pulling any fish out of there. So you can really, you know, you can find the ponds, and a lot of times there will be good fish in there.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the only really negative aspect is that there's potential for conflict between the golfers and anglers, and the golfers are going to win out every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's understandable. I mean, they're out there, they're paying their green fee, and it's probably actually the golf course management who's more concerned than the golfers themselves, though.
Sure.
So have you ever been run off personally?
I have. Well, I guess I would say I had not been until I went out with Patrick, and he had actually warned me. He was like, you know, we usually go at night because during the day people are golfing, you know, they want to keep the look of the course nice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out there for probably 10 minutes, and maintenance workers came over and was like, you know, y'all are kind of shouldn't be out here because we have a tournament going on. And so we, you know, we were like, okay, you know, we'll get out of your way. But I talked to some golf courses that I didn't include in the story, and most of them, I got two responses. It was either yeah, we don't care if you fish out here, but there's no fish, so no one fishes. Or it was, no, we just don't allow it. We don't, you know, we don't want anglers coming out here and interfering with golfers and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, you know, sadly, golf course bassing is, you know, it's kind of new to me because I grew up with a pond behind the house and we'd catch, you know, God knows how many bluegills, but we didn't have any bass in the pond and we didn't have a golf course around the house. So when I read your article, I immediately headed over to this golf course in McKinney, and I have just been hammering them over there almost every day. These bass are so hungry, they'll eat just about anything you throw in there. And as long as you go, you know, late in the afternoon, or maybe you go to a pond that's not next to a tee box or a green, chances are they're not going to care that much if you're out there fishing.
Oh, yeah. You can, that's one of the best things about it, you know, since it's so unpressured. You get out there and they're not even picky. It's kind of just what you feel like throwing, and you can switch it up and you'll continue to catch them anyway. So that is definitely one of the, if you can get out there, that's one of the best things about it, is you're probably going to catch some good fish.
And like you said, John, these fish are unpressured. They're aggressive. They don't see many baits. And for me personally, you know, crankbaits in just about any soft plastic worm or lizard that I've been throwing in, they've been killing it.
Growing up and even now, the soft plastics, June bug color has always worked really well for me. And also the crankbaits, just they'll hit about anything. And I've thrown a lot of things and they hit almost all of it.
They sure will. Well, hey, John, I really enjoyed the article. It shed some light. For me personally, I had no idea that I had these untapped bass fishing honey holes basically right here in my backyard.
Yeah, it's awesome, and I think maybe a lot of people don't do it because they are afraid that maybe they're not allowed, and I would certainly encourage people to ask permission rather than get run off. But, yeah, they're accessible, and if you can get one that maybe isn't right on a fairway or by a green, then I would say most places are going to kind of let you be as long as you're staying out of the way.
Right on, buddy. John, great stuff. Very insightful. Certainly enjoyed the article and our visit this morning, and I am definitely looking forward to your next feature.
Sure thing.
Have a good one, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Cable.
So there he goes, John Keith of Lone Star Outdoor News, my favorite outdoor publication, biweekly outdoor newspaper, and you can visit their website at lonestaroutdoornews.com. By the way, just to give you all an idea of how fast the fishing can be at these golf courses, my old man and I went out last weekend. We caught about 25 in a couple hours. So no matter where you live in this great state of ours, head on up to your local golf course. Make sure nobody's going to mess with you. I'm not advocating getting a trespassing ticket, but you'll be surprised at how great the fishing can be. Well, let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of the greatest quail conservationists and most passionate wing shooters that you or I will ever have the pleasure of visiting with. The great T. Boone Pickens joins us after the break, only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. She would fall under your magic spell and the days go by. Oh, I wish she could have seen me in a different light. I wish that I had told her on that fateful night. Maybe then she could have been my bride. I'd stop searching every day and night. Oh, Angela, can you ever feel the way I do for you? Concan's River Rim Resort is the gem of the real Texas Hill Country. Located along the pristine Frio River, outdoor enthusiasts enjoy birdwatching, bat flights, and of course, tubing or kayaking the Frio's crystal clear waters. Situated near Garner State Park in northern Uvalde County, River Rim is in the middle of a sportsman's paradise with ranches full of exotics, whitetail, and dove hunting opportunities. River Rim Resort offers cabins and RV sites, as well as a great venue for weddings and corporate retreats. Visit RiverRimResort.com today. That's RiverRimResort.com. Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger Boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury motor.
Falcon rods, Lowrance electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's Heath Hardwick.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Newland Real Estate is North Texas' premier acreage property specialist. Their knowledgeable and experienced brokers take pride in working hard to help you buy or sell the perfect horse, cattle, or hunting ranch, investment properties, and rural residences. Even with the current economy, Newland Real Estate closed over $38 million in sales last year. So when you see the Circle Inn, you know it's the name you can trust. You can search all multiple listing services on their website at www.northtexasrealestate.com. That's northtexasrealestate.com. Newland Real Estate. Your acreage property specialist.
Hey, what's up? This is Aaron Lewis, and thank you for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave.
All right, awesome stuff there from our very own Aaron Lewis, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. Country Boy is the name of that one, by the way. Great tune there. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and this segment is proudly brought to you by Sendero Seed Company. They've got everything you need for your whitetail herd, and now's the time to be thinking about your fall food plots. So call my buddy Rob Hughes at 1-877-610-SEED. Tell him I sent you, and you'll save 10% on your entire order. They've even got the Dr. Kroll-backed Buck Forage Oats. So do yourself a favor and call Sendero Seed Company at 1-877-610-SEED today. Well, without further delay, I understand we've got one of the most passionate wing shooters to ever hold a shotgun on the line. You may know him as an oil tycoon and business icon, but at heart, he's a sportsman and a true Southern gentleman. It's my distinct honor to welcome the great Mr. T. Boone Pickens to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Cable.
Well, I'm certainly thrilled to have you. Are you ready for the dove opener?
I'm ready. I've made it ever since I was 12 years old.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And by my calculation, that means you've made about 72 dove openers in a row.
That's it. I've made it. And I think nobody will ever know, and nobody can check me. I think I got my limit every time.
Well, Mr. Pickens, I can only imagine the things you've seen and the stories that you could tell from a lifetime of dove openers. But how has dove hunting changed over your lifetime, or has it changed?
It hadn't changed. I mean, when I grew up in eastern Oklahoma, my dad and I'd go to a water hole, and the birds came to us. And then I've hunted, of course, in grain fields. And at my ranch, what we do there is hunt in the grain fields.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I was up there last weekend. I told Keith Boone, who's my manager up there, I said, let's try a water hole this year sometime during the season and just see if we can still, you know, birds come in just like they used to. And he said, they will. Don't worry about it. So, it doesn't change.
Yes, sir. I guess dove hunting is pretty straightforward. I just, kind of wondered about adding spinning wing decoys and all that good stuff, if it had made the hunting easier. But one other question I do have for you is the white wings. We see more and more of them up here in the North Texas area every year. Is that something that has changed since your younger days? I mean, do you feel like you see more white wings now than you used to?
Yeah, the white wings, we started seeing them, 10 years ago, not in great numbers up in the Panhandle of Texas, because that's, a lot further north. Somebody told me the other day, said, man, they're thick in San Antonio, which makes sense. But these Eurasian doves
mm-hmm.
have come in now, and there's no limit on those or no season.
Yes, sir.
Which I find to be interesting. They're a beautiful bird. They're bigger than the mourning dove, and they got that collar around their neck. They're a beautiful bird.
Yes, sir. It's kind of like shooting a dove that's the size of a pigeon.
It is. That's right. But about 20 years ago, I shot a albino dove.
Oh, wow.
And I kept it. It may still be in the freezer. I don't know. But it was not white, but it was very close to white.
Wow. Now that would be pretty cool to see. The dog brought me back an albino dove. I'd probably do backflips. Maybe have to even get that little thing mounted. I don't know. But hey, Mr. Pickens, let's change it up and talk about your real passion, and that is quail. Now, quail hunting is a sport that probably has changed a lot since your younger days, and that's primarily due to the lack of quail to hunt. Destruction of habitat has really caused the bobwhite to fall on hard times.
That's right. I started hunting quail when I was 12, too, over in Hughes County, Oklahoma, eastern Oklahoma. And there isn't, I was over there 2 or 3 years ago, and I was asking about the quail, and they said, oh, there may be a covey around here, but no more than that. I said, does anybody hunt anymore? And they said, no, they don't hunt quail over here anymore. But my dad and I used to go down to Holdenville Lake, and we could circle that lake and get in, 5 to 8 coveys of birds. And that lake is a 40-acre lake.
Hmm.
And that was back, 1940. But I asked them about that. I said, well, there ought to be quail down there at Holdenville Lake. And they said, well, if there are, they're not very many.
Hmm.
But everybody seemed like back in those days, had a bird dog. And, they always call them bird hunters. You didn't say quail.
Right.
But the bird hunters all had dogs, and there were a lot of bird hunters in Holdenville. And we always had 2 bird dogs in our backyard.
Wow. So it was your father who was instrumental in introducing you into the outdoors, bird hunting, and of course, bird dogs.
Oh, yeah. My dad was a good shot, and he was he liked to hunt everything. I'm not a big game hunter. That's very little interest in me. I've killed deer, but I never shot an elk or moose or I went to Africa one time, and I never did kill anything. I just watched the other shooters, and I did shoot doves over there. They had a collared dove over there, and I shot doves over there. But at times when I worked in the Gulf Coast back in the early 50s, well, I was a duck hunter. But and I have a lot of ducks on the ranch, ducks and geese both on my ranch.
Huh.
I've got 24 miles of lakes, and they're all connected.
Wow.
The water is running all the time in those lakes. And so it's a great habitat for ducks and geese.
Well, if you need anyone to help thin out that population, you know who to call. Now, I was reading a very interesting story from, I guess, your childhood, and you were on a quail hunt with your father, and he ended up cutting off half of your shotgun barrel in an attempt to teach you a very valuable lesson.
Yeah, we were hunting quail, and I had a 410, and I was and it was wet. It wasn't raining, but it had the day before, and that cornfield was pretty. It was moist, and you know, it wasn't mud, but it was almost. And I was going through there, and we had a covey of birds in front of us, and they were running. And of course, we knew just as soon as they got to the cover, they were either going to flush or they were going to hold. And so I was keeping up, and Slip went down and stuck the gun in the ground, and it was soft, so and I pulled it out and hit it on the side of my boot, and some mud fell out of it. And my dad said, "You better be sure to check that and get everything out of that barrel." And we were moving up all the time. And I said, "Oh, everything came out. It fell out back there. It's okay. My barrel's clear." So I got down to the end. Those birds got up. I shot them. And bloop, made a real horrible noise. And I looked up, and my barrel was, kind of fluted at the end of the barrel. And he said, "Well, I told you to get that mud out of there." And that was about halfway through the season. He sawed that barrel off. And that's the gun I used the rest of the year. I didn't kill any birds either.
Well, it sounds like your old man was a passionate outdoorsman with a good sense of humor. And I'd have to say he also taught you responsibility, you know, just looking at your life and all of your accomplishments. We do have to work in a quick break here, but y'all don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back with more from the great T. Boone Pickens. We're talking bird dogs, quail habitat, and a whole lot more. You're listening to the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
And those Williams boys, they still mean a lot to me. Hank in Tennessee, I guess we're all gonna be what we're gonna be. So what do you do with good old boys like me?
All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of Game Guard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature Game Guard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I really wanted to get the colors correct, because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out, and it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns.
Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com. The Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. And that's what you should expect from your truck. The Chevy Silverado. From worksite to home front, Chevy runs deep. Dependability based on longevity. Chevy Silverado, the official truck of the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Hey, this is Chris Knight, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. But I sit down by the highway. I hear those big cats growl. Where the quail gonna fly to? Where will the rabbits run now? I watch them tearing all to hell what used to be my church. Tearing up my grandpa's land.
Dirt is the name of that one from Chris Knight, bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. And by the way, I just got word this past week that Chris Knight will be joining the show here in the upcoming weeks. Chris is a longtime friend of ours, an avid outdoorsman, and one of my absolute favorite songwriters. We're thrilled to have Chris back on the program. And by the way, he's got a new record set to be released mid-September, and we're looking forward to checking that out as well. By the way, this segment of the program proudly brought to you by Drop Tine Hunting, Southwest Texas' premier hunting outfitter. They've got hunts for deer, ducks, dove, turkey, hogs, even awdad. Visit droptinehunting.com to book your hunt today. Well, let's go ahead and pick it back up with our guest, who was nice enough to stick around through the break. If you're just tuning in, you're probably familiar with Mr. T. Boone Pickens, the oil mogul. You might not realize that Mr. Pickens is a lifelong sportsman and passionate bird hunter who has been around bird dogs his entire life, and that's what I want to get into now. Mr. Pickens, in 75 years of wing shooting experience, you've hunted over hundreds of dogs, some good, some bad, and some that were probably phenomenal. But in your lifetime, there's got to be that one dog that really stands out above the rest. And I'd love for you to share with us this morning about that special bird dog that had a lasting impression on you.
Well, you know, I can go back to Queen and Duke that my dad had, and they were good, very good bird dogs. My dad always had good dogs. And go forward, and the first really, I had a dog named Dixie. It was a pretty good dog. And then I went to a dog. I found a dog.
Are these Brittany's?
No, they're pointers.
Uh-huh.
And this pointer was really she was. I owned her with a guy. He and I owned Dixie, and this dog's name was Princess. And we owned them together. And he didn't like Princess because she'd run off. She's a big running dog and young, but I really didn't like that dog. And so he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll trade you my half interest in Dixie for your and our Princess, and you trade me Dixie. I said, okay, fair deal. We kept the dogs together, but that was a dog that was unusual. Princess was, that once you really bonded with her, she would not retrieve. And I'm not a dog trainer, but I know you can force break a dog to retrieve.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had dogs that have been force broken. But anyway, she, at some point, by the time she was 3 or 4 years old, she was 2 years old when I got her. And by the time she was 3 or 4 years old, she wanted to do what I wanted her to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we really were a hunting team. And I can still remember I was hunting with a guy, and he got tired. and it had not been a good day. And we were up on the Washita River, and I said, well, I'm not coming in until I get my limit. And so he said, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to go down to Washita and come up the other side. And I said, I can do that and be in to the car before dark. And he said, well, he had his car and I had rendezvoused with him up there. He said, well, I'm going home. He said, this is too slow for me. So he left, and Princess and I went on down at Washita, and she found birds for me, retrieved them, and just had a beautiful day. The hunting got a lot better, and about the furthest point out before we started back, she tore a pad off and of her foot, and so I got my limit about this all happened about the same time. So I put her across my neck, and I had suspenders on, so I unloaded my gun and slipped it through those suspenders, carried it that way, and put her on my neck and took hold of her legs and took her back to the car. It's about 2 miles, and it was she was a fabulous dog, and she's on the medallion. If you ever come to my ranch, I'll give you a medallion which has the founding date of the ranch in 1971, and it has then has her. It's a bronze, and it has her on the other side of it, and I have you know, life size bronze of her up at the ranch, and so it's I did immortalize her, and but you think back and you think, well, she died in 74, and I thought, I wonder if she was as good as I really think she was, because I've had so many good dogs, and I could name off a dozen of them. I had one, you know, Ray Sasser.
Oh yeah.
I had one, his name Ethel, and old Ray, when we got through hunting one day, he said, if she could fix breakfast, I'd get a divorce and marry her.
Oh man, Ray is a good guy. I've been enjoying his outdoor articles ever since I was a kid. And it sounds like, you know, with the coin and the bronze statue, that you found a good way to really pay tribute to a dog that meant so much to you. Let's talk about your ranch, though. The 68,000-acre Mesa Vista is located in the Texas Panhandle, and as a true sportsman and conservationist, you've dedicated so much time, energy, and money into making this ranch the ideal quail habitat.
It's as good as it could be, because in the quail habitat, I haven't had cattle on it in 20 years.
Wow. And I mean, you know, cattle, that's one of the main factors in habitat destruction, is people running cattle on their ranches. Now, who's to say that feral hogs aren't equally as responsible, and the fact that folks are no longer trapping, you know, raccoons, skunks, foxes, there's no fur trade. Those predators all seem to get a free pass these days. And you put all that together, and it's easy to see why Mr. Bob White has really fallen on hard times.
Yeah, he's kind of at the bottom of the list, because the only thing he can feed on is a grasshopper, and so it seems like everybody's on top of him. We're going to have birds this year. We had 11 inches of rain during the nesting season this year. We've had an inch in the last 6 weeks. So we're hot, dry, burning up right now. But we got off our first hatch, and it's a good hatch. Keith Boone and I, we drive the place 2 or 3 hours on Saturday or Sunday morning. And last Sunday morning, we saw 15 coveys in about 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
Not bad.
Not bad at all, indeed. Well, Mr. Pickens, let's go back to the good old days here for a second. And I really want to know if things were different, you know, as far as land is concerned. I always hear the old-timers tell stories about being able to, you know, cross fence rows, you know, get onto private property and really hunt wherever they wanted to, just chasing the birds. And that's just kind of how things were, you know. Nobody ever thought twice about it. Was it just a different time and place where, you know, the attitude toward hunters was completely different?
Oh, I remember that. My dad never went in on anybody without asking them.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hayden, there are very few times that I've ever crossed that fence without knowing it was okay to cross it. When you did, though, it's when you flush a covey of birds and they cross the fence.
Right.
And you'd chase those birds over there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But back then, people were pretty willing to let you hunt on their land if you just asked.
Yeah, they would. Uh-huh. And my dad would always offer them birds.
Uh-huh.
He'd ask them, they said, well, are you going to clean them? My dad said, no, I'm not going to clean them for you. He said, well, we don't want them then.
Right on. Well, Mr. Pickens, you know, you've received so many awards in your lifetime, most of them, you know, having to do with the business side of things, but it's the ones like your Quail Unlimited Lifetime Achievement Award that really stand out to a fellow outdoorsman like myself.
Well, yeah, I have received a lot of awards. Got one coming up from Texas Parks and Wildlife, and I think it's October, but that's a nice award. But, you know, I have. I've been dedicated to the quail. And if you're running an operation like I do trying to promote the quail and protect the habitat, well, you're going to be helping all the rest of the wildlife, too.
Yes, sir.
Because I've got great deer hunting on the place. We had cameras on nests a few years ago, and I found it'd be very interesting. What predator does the most damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the question. We had those cameras on there, and we saw 7 nests that were destroyed by predators. And there were 7 different predators.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we didn't have, it wasn't like 3 skunks, 2 coons, and a rattlesnake or something like that. I mean, you go down a deal, there's a badger, there's a possum, there's a coon, you know, and it was 7.
Right.
I'm not big on killing predators. Do we shoot coyotes? Yeah, we do. Do we hunt coyotes? No. Same way with a bobcat, but I don't want to kill all the bobcats out.
Mm-hmm.
And the hawks are going to do more damage than anything else.
Yes, sir. And, you know, they might pick on the quail a little bit, but they're all just trying to make a living the best they can.
Yeah, they got to live, too. And I said one time, I said, I figure I feed a lot of predators, but everybody's got to live.
Yes, sir. Well, let's change it up a little bit before I let you go. How's that Oklahoma State football team looking this year?
Look, it was good last year, wasn't it?
Yes, it sure was.
See, we should have played for the national championship.
No doubt. I mean, watching that Alabama-LSU rematch was an eyesore. Y'all just had that one little slip-up.
Oh, Iowa State. I was up there. I saw it.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought our coach could have done a better job than he did. Anyway, we lost that game, and that was it for us. But we did win the Big 12 for the first time. This year, I think we'll go 9-3.
9-3, that's a pretty good prediction. I'm actually a big Baylor fan myself, and we had a good team last year, and y'all beat the snot out of us.
Yeah, well, hats off to you guys because Baylor has real football now.
Yes, sir.
You got a good team coming up. You got a bunch of good receivers. We'll see how this passer does, but I'll bet she's a good player.
Well, I hope that both of our programs continue to build on the successes from last year. Mr. Pickens, I sincerely want to thank you for your lifetime of dedication as a conservationist and a positive voice for sportsmen everywhere. It means a lot to the outdoor community. And obviously, the Bob White Quail is eternally grateful for your efforts.
Well, you're going to have to come and hunt with me next year.
Well, that would be an incredible honor, and I will make it a point to do so.
All right, follow up on it, and I'll get you a hunt.
Well, I will certainly be looking forward to it. Thanks again, Mr. Pickens.
Okay, good deal.
Have a great dove opener.
Thanks, Cable.
Wow, it doesn't get much better than that. The great T. Boone Pickens, 75 years. As a bird hunter, just imagine the number of sunrises and sunsets that he's seen out in the field. I'd love to just sit around a campfire and visit with him for hours. I tell you what, Great advocate for the sport of wing shooting. Well, let's knock out a quick break here. When we come back, we're talking hunting dogs, specifically retrievers, with Mike Walden. He's the president of the Big D HRC. That's coming up only on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I sat down in the front seat. You turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing?
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Whitetail season has come and gone, but that doesn't mean it's time to stop hunting. Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Whether your dog is a polished retriever or a friendly lap dog, they deserve the best. And on Saturday, August 25th, between 9 and 4, the Big D HRC is hosting their second annual canine health clinic at Pet Love on Royal Lane in Dallas. Full health exams performed by leading veterinarians from eyes down to your dog's heart. Need a canine good citizen certificate for your HOA? We've got your four-legged friend covered. You'll find this one-day canine health clinic more affordable than your local vet as well. Visit BigDHRC.com to learn more, and your dog will thank you with years of healthier living.
And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, as always. Proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind.
Small town southern man, some classic Alan Jackson bringing us back on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show, powered of course by Chevy Silverado and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host Cable Smith, and we are up against the clock, so without further delay, let's go ahead and bring on our next guest. We already kind of hit on bird dogs this morning with T. Boone Pickens, but we're going to talk retrievers now with our buddy Mike Walden. He's the president of the Big D Hunting Retriever Club. Mike, pleasure to have you, man.
Well, Cable, appreciate a lot. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us today and learn a little bit about who we are.
You bet, brother. There are few things in life that I enjoy more than watching a good bird dog or hunting dog in action. So I'm thrilled to be talking retrievers here with you this morning.
Let me take a minute, if I can, just tell you a little bit about our organization. We're the Big D Hunting Retriever Club. We're a family-oriented organization that was founded by hunting enthusiasts affiliated with the HRC and the AKC. Our members are engaged in raising, training, and testing hunting retrievers. You know, it's our goal to promote and encourage hunting with a trained hunting retriever, because, you know, this not only improves the hunting breed, but it also promotes conservation of waterfowl and upland game birds.
You bet.
You know, you'll find our dogs at events such as HRC International Grand, the AKC Master National and Super Retriever Series. You know, our members are dedicated to the principal use of the retrievers, you know, as a conservation tool and the betterment of the retrieving breeds through the selective breeding and training programs.
Very cool. And Mike, explain to everyone out there listening today what the difference is between a hunt test and a field trial.
A hunt test itself is testing a dog against a set of standards. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a set of established standards, both in the HRC and the AKC. So the dog is, you know, there's a set of standards at all different levels, and each, both the HRC and the AKC, has different levels. The beginner would be a started level. You know, a more trained dog with more experience would be what you'd call a seasoned dog, and a really, really polished dog, a dog that anybody would just enjoy hunting with all day, every day, you know, that both handles to whistle commands and works with you as a team. But that would be called a finished dog. And, of course, that same dog at the AKC would be called a master. So they're graded against the standards of a test, whereas in a field trial, the dogs are given very much the same type of treat, but they're judged against each other. They're competing against the dogs themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the main differences. The retrieves are typically longer, you know, in an AKC field trial, and a hunt test is truly that. It more closely relates to a true hunting scenario.
Right.
As opposed to field trialing.
Okay, so the Big D HRC leans more towards the hunt test side.
Yes, we do. You know, both, you know, even though we're AKC and UKC affiliate and HRC affiliated, yes, we do. We focus more on the hunt test. Albeit, we do have our members that run their dogs in field trials with the AKC.
Okay. Well, you know, I actually ran my my youngest dog, Belle. I think she was about one at the time, but I ran her in a hunt test. And the coolest thing to me was not only, you know, working with Belle as a team, but interacting with so many folks who are just so passionate about hunting dogs and training those dogs. I mean, it's really a tight-knit fraternity of people.
Yeah, it is a very tight-knit fraternity of people, you know, because all of us have, you know, a couple of key things that we have an interest in common. One, you know, we love hunting. We love the outdoor sports, and in particular, we love hunting with waterfowl, and we love using retrievers to help retrieving it. And just like in a lot of sports that we do, we start finding that the circles are kind of small. And, you know, so we really work together to promote it, to promote the dog handling and the dog training, because even if you're going to run them in a field trial, a hunt test, or just actually be a part of the organization where you learn how to train your dog for hunting, if you train them for testing scenarios, I mean, it just makes them that much better out in the field and in the blind.
Right.
So, yeah, so we really enjoy it. We really have good times. You know, we have a lot of family outings. You know, we spend time hosting different events throughout the Metroplex. You know, we do some community service projects. We actually do training days. We do training days once a month, every month. We kind of slack off in summer because, obviously, you know, here in Texas, it's awful hot for the dogs.
Oh, my gosh, it's miserable.
Yeah, so, but we use other events to, you know, particularly, you know, our members that really have no interest in hunt tests, but just want to learn, you know, how do I teach my dog obedience? You know, how do I teach my dog, you know, to go out and come back? You know, because the going out for the dog is natural. The coming back is not. You know, so we're doing a trained retrieve. And so we just have a wealth of knowledge and information, years and years of experience. We have both amateur trainers and professional trainers that are part of our club and part of some of the other clubs here in the Metroplex.
Right, right. Yeah, I am definitely an amateur trainer as far as that is concerned.
Well, I'm very much an amateur, and I can tell you, I mean, I have two dogs, and my oldest dog is one ribbon away from his championship, and I've self-trained, and I can tell you, I get nervous every time I go to the line. Because, you know, one, you don't ever know what the dog can do. Two, it's just a fun competition. And it's an exciting adrenaline rush, almost as good as that early, you know, duck hunting morning when you're in the blind and that first flight of ducks, you know, cups and wings and starts settling in on a flock of decoys. Man, it just doesn't get any better than that sometimes.
Uh-huh. You know, like you said, you get nervous, or you feel that adrenaline rush. Well, let me tell you, when I took Belle to her first hunt test, in which we failed miserably, by the way, she'd been at Tioga Retrievers for 3 months. I was seeing her about every other week. And I hadn't been out there, I think, like 2 or 3 weeks. And she was just so excited to see Dad. You know, I got her off Angie's truck. and immediately got her ready to run her, and she just totally forgot what she was supposed to be doing, and I didn't actually even know the rules to know that I could have stopped her. I just sat there, you know, silently and watched as she came back without the bird, and I was so unprepared that I didn't even realize I could have stopped her and cast her back out. So anyway, we both learned a lot from the experience, but the adrenaline rush was something else. I totally get what you're saying there.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, an amazing thing about these wonderful animals is that they're extremely smart, highly intelligent animals, and they can pick up on so many different things, such as when you got Belle back, you hadn't been training with her. You know, so she had to be sure that you were accustomed to her again and be sure that you were back into the fold with her. And so she tested you to see if you were really the alpha in that whole relationship.
Clearly I wasn't.
And getting nervous going to the line, I'm telling you, they can sense it. You know, and so it's just amazing to watch how eager, you know, the animals. I mean, whether, you know, all the retrieving breeds, all these pups are just, they're so anxious to please. Mm-hmm. And so and that's what's really fun, because you really attach to these animals and you see that, you know, they do have an emotion. You know, there is an attachment there, and boy, they're loyal and they will just go till they drop.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I've seen it firsthand with my older lab, Maverick, who's 10. There's been times where if I wouldn't have called him back, you know, he would have killed himself. He'd still be out there looking for birds from last season. But, Mike, let's talk about some of y'all's upcoming events, starting with the Big D HRC Second Annual Health Clinic at Pet Love in Dallas, and I believe that's on August 25th.
Absolutely. You know, we've had a couple of people in our organization, Stephanie Ayers and Amy Pyatt and Patty Benton, have been really instrumental in putting this program together. And it provides a service to dog lovers and, you know, breeders all across the Metroplex to where we actually, you know, provide them at a reduced cost, you know, services for, you know, surf testing, for cardiac testing, for DNA testing. Those things that you would want to do, particularly if you're thinking about breeding your dog as you're going, you know, forward and you say, hey, this is a good dog, and I'd really like to see if there's an opportunity for me to get some pups. And because if you go that route, the professional, you know, the other professional trainers, you know, they're going to want your dogs to have all those certifications. And certainly, you know, if your pups are ones that are going to be sold, then you want to go that route. So, yes, this clinic provides a great opportunity. Last year was a great turnout, and we're hoping to have a great turnout this year. So we hope everybody comes to see us on Saturday the 25th.
Very cool. And now I see also y'all have got some hunt tests on the upcoming schedule here this fall. But just to back it up a little bit, a lot of people aren't just going to go out there and run their dog, not having any knowledge of retriever training. So, you know, on an entry level, there's plenty of opportunity for folks to come out, meet with some of y'all's members, and really, you know, just get started training their retriever.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, we meet as an organization. We meet the first Tuesday of every month. And, you know, that's a great opportunity to get together and introduce yourself. And, you know, as with any club organization, our busy schedules, you know, the attendance fluctuates, but, you know, we've got a solid group that's always there that's ready to answer questions. We're all, and every one of us are always only an email or a phone call away. And I can tell you, most everybody's always training. I mean, I'm out right now with the dogs. I take them out every day. And so I was just finishing up as you called. So there's someone in the Metroplex, even if you can't make a training day, that's always training. So it's a great time to just call and say, hey, you know, can I hook up with you? And I can tell you, not anyone I've ever asked this organization has ever said no. They've always been more than eager to please to come on out. And like you said, whether you're just wanting to learn basic obedience or pure handling, it's really a great opportunity, you know, to work with your dog all year long. Because, you know, as we say in the HRC, you know, our season never closes.
Very cool. Well, hey, you know, we're almost out of time, but I want to talk about these upcoming hunt tests real quick. September 15th and 16th, that's the first one, and it's taking place in Comanche.
Yeah, the one in Comanche is held by Lonesome Dove, HRC. That's one of our sister clubs in our region. We're part of Region 12 of the Hunting Retriever Club, the International Division, and that'll be a great event. So that'll be held out in Comanche. So you can go on the web and find these hunt tests located on huntsecretary.com. And they'll give a list of all the HRC events going on in the Metroplex. And you can also go to Entry Express if you're looking for AKC outings that are going on. And that's, you know, www.entryexpress.com. After the Lonesome Dove contest in that weekend of September, we have our annual fall classic. That's a big one for us. That's going to be part of the big, it'll be a really big test. That's going to be down just outside of Corsicana at the Big Woods on the Trinity. That's going to be September 29th, September 30th. So we're looking forward to a big turnout. We had a great one last year, and that's our big test for the year.
Right on.
And so that kind of takes us into hunting season, and then everybody starts doing a little hunting, and you know, the HRC tests and hunt tests start slowing down. There's some AKC events that should be going on, but they all start slowing down a little bit with the hunting season.
Okay, so mark your calendars for the weekend of the 29th and 30th for y'all's big event, and that's taking place in Corsicana.
You can go to our website, and it'll give you those event dates, and I encourage you to invite anyone that wants to find out more about our organization to visit us at digdhrc.com, and all of our officers' phone numbers and contact information is listed there, and we would enjoy visiting with anyone that has any interest in learning more about our organization.
Well, hey, buddy, great stuff. You know, we've got dove season and then the early teal opener right around the corner. Good times are ahead.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. That annual event, you know, that big holiday in Texas, which is dove season, which marks the beginning of the year. Of all the hunting seasons. So, you know, as a reminder to everybody, Cable, that particularly if you do have your dog, and just if you have your pet out there and you're teaching them how to retrieve, and you know, you haven't gotten involved, that great, and just excited because you got that new puppy, you want to take him out on a dove hunt, just remember how quickly these dogs overheat. And they will. They will run themselves into the ground, and on a dove hunt, it will sneak up on them really, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So protect those pups and keep them. Keep them hydrated and keep them cool out on that big dove hunt and watch them real closely.
You betcha. Well, Mike, it's been an absolute pleasure, man. Really enjoyed it.
I said likewise here. And I appreciate the opportunity and time to visit with you, and looking forward to seeing some of our hunt tests.
You bet, partner. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thank you. Goodbye.
So there he goes, Mike Walden, the president of the Big D HRC. Once again, you can check him out at bigdhrc.com. And my advice to everyone out there who's passionate about training hunting dogs is to get plugged in with a local group, no matter where you live. There are people in your neck of the woods who are as passionate as you and I are about training our four-legged hunting buddies. There's so much knowledge out there, and people are so willing to share it. So get plugged in. I guarantee you it will be well worth it. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time for today. That's going to do it. Thanks to all of our guests, John Keith of Lone Star Outdoor News, the great T-Boone Pickens, and Mike Walden of the Big D HRC. We'll be back same time, same place next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying, y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Won't be water, be fire next time, but a 40-day flood and me just fine. On the deck of an ark with a fishing line, if we're one day closer to rain, well's drying up and the creek is gone, dust is flying, cows of skin and bone, drought like this could drive you from your home, but we're one day closer to rain, one day closer.
Cinnamon Creek Ranch is not your typical archery club. It's a one-of-a-kind archery facility with indoor and outdoor ranges, a full pro shop, and six different 3D courses. Cinnamon Creek was designed by hunters for hunters, located on 80 acres in Roanoke, Texas, and offering over 200 3D targets to shoot at. This one-of-a-kind event facility was designed with the bow hunter in mind. Call 817-439-8998 or visit us at cinnamoncreekranch.com. That's cinnamoncreekranch.com.
Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.
Howdy, folks. I'm Lee Hoffpower for Hoffpower Polaris and the Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwait, Texas. I sure would like to thank everybody for making Hoffpower Polaris' 2011 our best year in business yet. And I've got a feeling that 2012 is going to be even better. Speaking of 2011 and 2012, we've got a few 2011 model Polaris still on the lot. You bargain hunters need to come snap them up. They won't last long. Now, we have a whole lot and warehouse full of 2012s. Now, on top of Polaris, we also sell New Holland, tractors and equipment, Bush Hog and Rhino, Woods and Agmire equipment, Bad Boy mowers and ATVs, Dixie chopper mowers. Folks, we also sell Big Tex and S&H trailers. And when you go inside the showroom, we've got lots of cool stuff there too. Yeti coolers, Arctic Ridge coolers. We've got Benchmade knives, Gerber gear, and Outdoor Edge knives. And we've also got Canon and Winchester gun safes. That's just to list a few. If you're looking for some great deals, come see us today. Hoffpower's Polaris and Outdoor Superstore. Check us out on the web at houtdoor.com. And remember, Hoffpower's has been in Central Texas for over 47 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.